Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is the Open Ears Project.
Anyone who has heard great music knows what I'm talking about. It is music which brings me to a different universe. You know, maybe we are, as we are going through life, maybe one day we are music. Who knows what we turn into? Maybe just sound, preferably written by Bach. I'm Anne-Sophie Mutter, the violinist, and I've chosen by Johann Sebastian Bach the choral Jesus, bleibet meine Freude, Jesus, my joy. And I've heard it first when I was actually a very young child. It was played by the wonderful Dino Lipatti, a pianist who died early from leukemia. And I hear the melancholy in the interpretation of Dino Lipatti. This was his signature encore. He would play it after every concert. And when he played that, he knew of his grave illness, and maybe it was a way of prayer. We don't know. Music is always a prayer to me. But it's not a religious prayer. It's a prayer which really embraces everybody. And that's the wonderful thing about music. It is the only moment in life for so many people of different religious heritage and cultural background to feel the same things, not being judged. We are all in it together. And that is what makes music such a gift. Wonderful when the main theme is played. It's not sad, but it's just so serene and beautiful. As if already, you know, in a different universe. It was meant as music to mourn, and actually it was played for the funeral of my first husband, the father of my children, Detlef Wunderlich, and it is music which is always with me, also in joyful moments. Bach is always the answer, really, for the joyous moments in life as much as for the moments where you doubt where you stand and what tomorrow brings. Bach has not only been the most inventive and inspiring composer in music history, but he has been a man of great appetite for life. A man who in any choral work would be able to turn from the most darkest minor key into major within framework of two bars. Knowing the words to which Bach has set the music, which actually is joyful at the end. By knowing that Jesus is with you, or whoever, that you are not alone, the choral closes. And I get great comfort out of that. Bach is just the master when it comes to elevating us and opening up a very dark sky, and there is a light shining from somewhere to look up to. Bach always brings light to life. And I find that a wonderful gift for humanity.
That was violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter. She chose Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by J.S. Bach. Stay with us. It's coming up right after this break.
Dear class of 2024, hats off to you. Through a pandemic, a racial reckoning, an insurrection, anti-war protests, and more, you are here. I'm Kai Wright, and I want to know how you'll carry your experiences with unprecedented events into the world. Are you optimistic about our country's future? What about your own? Record a message at notesfromamerica.org and join me on Notes from America. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Open Ears Project. Join us next week. We've got composer Steve Reich on the show, sharing his love for medieval music.
What's happening that really is amazing is that there's these long held tones that are not drones, because they are really part of a melody which is being made enormously long. This is an idea which has had an enormous effect on me. The most obvious piece is a piece I wrote in 1970, four organs. It never would have happened if I hadn't heard Paratone.
The Open Ears Project was conceived and created by Clemency Burton Hill. I'm Terrence McKnight, and I'm so pleased to present season two of this podcast to you. If you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review on your favorite podcast platform. And if you've got a story about a piece of classical music we want to know, email us at openears@wqxr.org. You can also head to our website, wqxr.org, to check out our other podcast about classical music and playlists for this and past season. Season two of the Open Ears Project was produced by Clemency Burton Hill and Rosa Gollan. Our technical director is Sapir Rosenblatt, and our project manager is Natalia Ramirez. Elizabeth Nonnemaker is the executive producer of podcasts at WQXR, and Ed Yim is our chief content officer. I'm Terrence McKnight. Thanks so much for listening.